Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cornell Radio Show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. We are live. I can hear all background noise, so I just want to let you know that we are live on the air on the Cornell Radio Show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart. We have an exciting show for you today. I was originally supposed to be broadcasting live out of Iowa with the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, but that trip was rescheduled for next Saturday. So next Saturday we will be broadcasting live out of Davenport, Iowa. So stay tuned for that. I'm super excited about that. And if you're on the broadcast now, just know that you're live and I can hear all background noise. So I'm so grateful to God. I'm so thankful to God. He's so awesome and he's doing great and mighty things. I have some special people on the show with me today. We're also supposed to have a surprise guest for you, Radio Land, on the show today. There are several things I want to talk about before I get into the show. First, I want to talk about the Girls Night Out event. Yes, the Girls Night Out event here in Chicago at Four City Mall, Applebee's. My Chicago Armor Bear, Sean Briscoe, is on the line, and she is going to talk about that. Sean, you have the floor.
Thank you, Prophetess, and hi, everyone.
Hello.
Everyone is invited. It will be next Thursday, September 24th at Applebee's. The address is 7519 South Cicero in Chicago. That's in Four City Mall. We would like you to come out to fellowship with the National Women Empowerment for Food, Faith, Fellowship, and Fun. Our goal is to empower, encourage, uplift, and inspire women from all walks of life that quitting is not an option. You are all welcome, ages 18 and up. For more details, you can contact myself, Roshan Briscoe, at 708-600-6993 to RSVP and to confirm your attendance. No fee is fee to attend the National Women Encouragement Conference, but you are responsible for your own dinner. So you can actually send me a message or you can call me. My Facebook page is Miss Sean LaSure Briscoe. And the floor is back to you, Prophetess Tamiko.
Can you give them your phone number again, Sean, to call about the Girls' Night Out in Chicago?
Sure. My number is area code 708-600-6993.
Thank you so much, Sean, for the information about the Girls' Night Out that's going to happen this Saturday in Chicago. I am so excited about it. Women from all walks of life are invited. Let me tell you a story real quick. I called a taxi today here in Chicago, and it was a stud that picked me up. She was gay, dressed like a boy. And as I got in the car, she was inquiring about my tiara. I love wearing my tiara. It's a conversation starter. And I began to pray and tell her that God loves her right where she is. It is not my job to change her. God is the one that puts on and takes off. It is my job to plant the seed and show the love of Christ. And this girl, she began to talk to me. Then she told me her female name. Her name is Tabitha. So I began to minister to Tabitha about things that have went on in her childhood. And I'm telling you, we cannot have our nose turned up at people that are part of the gay, lesbian, homosexual, bisexual lifestyle. Our job is to love them with the love of Christ. We love the person. We hate the sin. You love them. You pray for them. You keep moving. You can't change nobody. God is God, and it's time for us to let God be God and let God do the taking off and the putting on. So it was just so powerful. And I even told her about the girls' night out. She was telling me this, that. I said, boom, 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 won't you meet me at Applebee's this Thursday? We have an event. National Women Empowerment is for every woman. Our job is to show them the love of Christ. We can't show them hate. We got to show love. Jesus is love. Love the person, hate the sin. Amen. Next, I'm going to have my armor bearer in Jacksonville, Florida, talk about the diamond comforts. Y'all in Radio Land that are listening, is slowly approaching the diamond comforts here in Chicago in November. Dana, you have the floor.
Thank you, Prophetess Tamiko, for the floor. Welcome, everyone, to the Quinnell Radio Show. My name is Dana Duffy, and I want to talk with you all about the Diamond Conference. Yes, the Diamond Conference, Saturday, November the 14th, 2015, in Chicago, Illinois. Your speaker would be none other than Prophetess Tamiko Stewart and Pastor Dr. Patricia McGatman of Laurel, Maryland. I would like to urge everyone to get your tickets early. The registration is now $65. After October the 1st, those tickets will go up. It's very important that you don't miss the deadline. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time in the Lord. You will enjoy yourself immensely. The rooms are already blocked for you all. If you can call the number, that number is 847-897-5406, and that's the Renaissance, Chicago North Shore Hotel.
Thank you so much, Dana, for the information about the Diamond Conference. Those in Radio Land that are listening, I will be crowning every woman that comes to this Diamond Conference. I will be crowning you in an anointed tiara. You do not want to miss this time of impartation, this time of refreshing, this time of deliverance, this time of healing, this time of transformation. You need to be in Chicago, November the 14th. I don't care how you got to get here, by plane, train, bus, catch a cab, catch a car, catch a boat. However you got to get to Chicago, don't you miss this Diamond Conference in November. And also Radio Land, for my listeners in Atlanta, Georgia, the Queen will be in town October the 30th and 31st, preaching at Woman at the Well, First Annual Women's Conference in Conyers, Georgia. Watch my Facebook page. I will be in Atlanta. And for my listeners in Maryland, the Queen will be in Laurel, Maryland, with my covenant sister, Pastor Dr. Patricia McGodman, for 3 days at their church anniversary. So I'm coming to a city near you. You do not want to miss it. Watch my Facebook page. Follow me on Periscope. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, every social media platform I'm on there. You can follow me. I do have another special guest. My mother, Pastor Ticey Adams Stewart out of Jacksonville, Florida, is on the line, and I'm going to ask her to greet you in Radio Land briefly. Pastor?
Greetings from Jacksonville, Florida. It's an honor to be on the show. I thank the Lord for what he's doing and how he's moving by his spirit. I am excited about this new season, that God is doing a new thing. I'm so excited that it begins in me. And I thank you for having me on your show today. I love you and I miss you.
Hey, man, I miss y'all too down there in Florida. I'm over 1,000 miles away up here in the Shy, but I will be home for Thanksgiving, amen. So I am excited about that. Very excited. Hey, just have my sweet potato pies. That's all I'm asking.
We've been everything ready for y'all.
Hey, man, I am so excited about that. My daughter and myself, we will be flying out the day before Thanksgiving to Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm so excited about that trip. I have one more surprise guest for you, Radio Land. He's a Christian comedian, and I think this is him on the line. I'm going to make sure that this is him. Is this the comedian on the line? Comedian Webb? I think we might have lost him, but I'll be watching for him to call back in again. Well, I wanted to share this word that the Lord has been dealing with me about God has been dealing with me about birthing. We're in this ninth month, this month of September. This is your month to give birth to whatever gift, whatever call, whatever vision that God has placed inside you. And God is stressing, don't miss it. No aborted babies, no breech babies. No one is giving you any epidural. You got to do this thing on your own. You got to push. You got to push. You got to travail. You got to press. I like to say that push stands for pray until something happens, but I'm telling you that I say push stand for prophesy until something happens. You got to open your mouth and declare and decree what the word of God says. God is waiting on you. It's your time to push. You got to get in the birthing position and begin to push. You got to push hard. You got to push past life. You got to push past the pain. You got to push past whatever you are going through in life. You got to position yourself to birth this baby that God is trying to bring out of you. Some of you are pregnant with twins, yes. Some of your destinies are so big, Radio Land, that you are pregnant with twins, but your babies are trying to come out. God says it's time for you to birth destiny. Your baby is destiny, and I serve today as a spiritual midwife to help you push. You got to travail. You got to go deeper in prayer. You got to fast some more. You got to study your word more. You got to cut some folks off. Some of you are involved with toxic people. They don't want to see you go no higher. They're just with a bunch of foolishness. But you need to detach yourself. You need to know who's on your boat. You need to know who's causing a shipwreck of your ship. You need to throw some people overboard. You need to lay aside every weight. You need to lay aside every burden. Whatever is stopping you from going forth in your destiny, it's time to clean house. For the last 2 weeks, I've had out my spiritual broom, literally sweeping house, literally cleaning house, cutting the rope, disconnecting from folk. Everybody you connected to ain't for you. God commands us to love everybody, but he don't call for everybody to be in our inner circle. You better know who praying for you. You better know who you say covering you. You better know who you say you associated with. If we're in a season where God is moving strategically, we're in a season where God is lining up things in the kingdom. He's establishing kingdom order. He's establishing kingdom alignment. He's establishing kingdom focus. It's all about the kingdom. I tell people, sorry, baby, it ain't about you. It's all about the kingdom. I can't roll with you because it's all about the kingdom. It's time to get in your war room. It's time to get in your secret closet, to get in your secret place. It's time to steal away. It's time to stop being so chatty. It's time to stop being so available. It's time to steal away and get in your secret place. Get in your war room where you can get strong. Strategic direction from God. We're in the season where we need to know the how to. God can have showed you something, but you need to know the how to. For many years, people have known what God has called them to do, but what they're missing is the how to. The how to is strategic direction and instruction from God. And you can only get that in your secret place. You can only get that in your quiet time. It's where you can only hear from God. It's time for you to steal away. It's time for you to get in that secret place. It's time for you to hear from God. In Radio Land, no one can hear for you. Pray that God open your spiritual eyes that you may see, and that God open your spiritual ears that you may hear. Pray that he lead and guide you and order your footsteps. No one can hear for you. Can't nobody tell Tamika what God is telling me, because I hear God for myself. You might get confirmed or affirmed, but I got clear connection with God. I know what God is speaking. speaking in this season for my life, and that's the only voice that I will follow is the voice of God. You need to be so in tune with God where you can drown out the noise and move how God strategically and supernaturally wants you to move. He's moving his people. He's shifting his people. He's shifting Abashando. And not only is he shifting, he's sifting Abashata. And not only is he sifting, he's shaking Abadiobosha. He's shaking his people. Some of you need to be shook again. You've gotten complacent. You've gotten stuck in that place where you are. It's time to move. It's time to get up. It's time to get out. And it's time to get it. Nothing is going to fall in your lap. No one is giving you anything. It's not going to fall through the roof of your house. It's not going to fall through the roof of your apartment. You got to get up. You got to get up. You got to get it. You take one step, God will take two. It's time to move. The time is now. God is saying, arise, daughters of Zion. Arise, mothers of Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. It's time to move. Stop waiting on someone to give you an opportunity. Create your own platform. Get on the street corner. There's people out there every day. Begin to witness and preach on the corner. Begin to pray for the homeless people. What are you waiting on? It's no excuse anymore. It's no excuse that we don't have a car. I get out and walk. It's no excuse. It's time to move. What are you waiting on? Because I guarantee you, if you won't move, God will raise up a drug dealer. God will raise up a prostitute. God will raise up a whoremonger. God will save somebody that's gay. God will save a lesbian. God will save people that will move when he say move. God need to put fire under your behind to make you move. You don't want God to make you move because he'll make it uncomfortable for you. He'll allow the enemy to come in to make you move. So I admonish you to move on your own. God is saying that the time is now. He want to extend to you supernatural favor. But the Bible says faith without works is dead. You can't just go do it one time and give up because it didn't work. Or because you didn't get a favorable outcome, or because you didn't get a favorable decision, you just give up and say, well, God, whenever you bless me, I get it. No, you have to be resilient. You have to have tenacity. You have to be nonstop. You have to know that quitting is not an option. Every no, that should make you more hungry for a yes. Just because you get a no, that's not the end. God moves in time. God moves in season. God moves strategically. I know the church in a lot of chaos and people operating all out of order, doing all kind of foolish stuff, but the kingdom of God operates in structure and order. There's protocol in the kingdom. I don't do church. I do the kingdom. God operates in strategic order. There is order in the kingdom. Your ducks have to be in a row in the kingdom. You have to be structured in the kingdom. You have to be organized in the kingdom. You have to flow in excellence in the kingdom. Stop doing church and become part of the kingdom. People don't want to be part of the kingdom because you have to operate at a higher level, section in the kingdom. No one want to do kingdom living. But it's time for you to line your house up. It's time for you to get yourself in order because you all want this supernatural favor, but your house is in chaos. God don't move in chaos. It's time to get it in order. It's time to establish kingdom order in your house. If your house out of order, how you going to go set somebody else's house in order? Your house has to be in order. Speak, Holy Ghost. God is establishing kingdom order. He wants to bless his people. But you got to make sure you're in a position to be blessed. Some of you are out of position. That's why the blessing haven't came. You're not where you need to be. You're there. Your prayer life isn't up to par. You're not studying to show yourself approved. You're being lazy. One thing I can't stand is a lazy saint who want everybody to do it for them. No, boo, you got to do it yourself. You got to establish your prayer life for yourself. You got to know how to call on Jesus for yourself. This is a self case. You must develop a relationship with God for yourself. You can't make it in off mama. You can't make it in off daddy. You can't make it in off the bishop. You can't make it in off the pastor. You can't make it in off the apostle. You can't make it in off your overseer. You got to have a relationship with God for yourself. Glory to God. Abba, shanda ba diora robo saka. Rama ba diora robo shande. You got to have a relationship for God. You got to be in fellowship and communion with God for yourself. It's a self case. Oh, Basha. God, you're so faithful. This is the season of open doors. We thank you, God, for every open door, Father. We bless your name, God. For every open door, we bless your holy name. For every open door, I decree and declare into the atmosphere, I proclaim, ah, moshandaba yibo sata. I announce my awareness to the universe. Therefore, I will not and shall not be denied. I prophesy open doors in the name of Jesus. I prophesy an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Bank of heaven open unto us in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for supernaturally cleaning up credit reports in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, Father, for blessing your people with homes, God. I thank you for blessing your people with apartments. I thank you, God, for blessing your children with cars, God. Lord, your word says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. If it's added sorrow in your life, I stop now to tell you it's not God. That's something you did on your own. A lot of times we get in trouble because we run and do things on our own, didn't want to say, God, bless me. No, you did that on your own, because the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So if God ain't give it to me, I don't want it. If God didn't open the door, I don't want to walk through it. If God didn't bless me with it, no thank you. I'm not doing nothing in my own flesh. Because when it's time for you to pay for it, what you going to do then? You better make sure you're moving in the timing of God. You better make sure you're not walking through a door unless God opened that door for you. Because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. We bless your name, oh God, today. I invited a gospel comedian to come on the air. He wasn't on earlier. Let me see if this him. Is this comedian Webb?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Prophetess Tamiko Stewart in Chicago, Illinois. You are live right now on the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show, also known as the Quineo radio show. So we want to see, can you make it do what it do? What you got for us, comedian?
Oh, I'm just telling you, I'm enjoying myself, and I just want to say, you know, first of all, giving honor to God. That's what we do, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right, pastors, giving honor to
first
God.
First lady, yes, deacon, deaconesses. Prophetesses, church workers, bus line walkers.
The youth department, you
know,
yeah.
Yes, usher boy number 12, 13, 14 in the junior choir, senior choir. Yes, yes, praise God. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful these days. Why? You know, I've been to baptismal service the other day. I went to baptismal service. Why the deacons got to hold your head under water so long? That's my first question. You know what I'm saying? Why the baptismal water so cold? You know what I'm saying? Why they got fish in the baptismal pool? This ain't a fishing spot. I thought Jesus said he would come back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. I'm just saying, we got to get it together, church. Yes. I'm just telling y'all the truth. You know what I'm saying? I went to church with my grandmama the other week. You know what I'm saying? The pastor goes, tell the church. He said, turn in your Bible to Numbers 3:16. She going to stand up and say, bingo. I said, see, that's why I can't take it to church, grandma.
Jesus.
Like that. Cut up in these people, church. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm raised up in the church. But, you know, sometimes sometimes, you know, church service go a little bit long sometimes. And I just want the church to be like a fast food restaurant where you can drive up and get a McBlessing. That's all I'm saying. For 69 cent up charge, can I get a McMiracle? That's what I'm just saying. You know, can baby Jesus just touch me a little bit in my spirit? I feel better by and by. That's all I'm saying. Yes. I'm honored to be on your show. I thank you for allowing me this opportunity. I'm out here telling jokes in the mall.
What are your thoughts on this presidential election? Well, what do you think about Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, I need him to go to my barber and get a new hairstyle. You know, that's the first thing, because you can't be the president of the United States with a toupee that flies off when you come off Air Force One. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
I know.
You can't be the president like that. That's Donald Trump, you know, if he got fired from, you can't go around firing people as the president either, like you got your own television station, you know, or whatever. He's going to get into a lot of trouble. He's going to try to push the wrong button. Or, you know, he's going to do something real arrogant. We can't have Donald Trump. I like to see Michelle actually run for president. That's what really need to happen. She kept, you know, President Obama real tight, so they're not even looking for the right candidate. You know, Ben Carson, he do neurosurgery, but he's standing on the platform like he don't understand what's really going on in America. I'm just saying, we need some real candidates.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm just hoping that we can, somebody will stand up and just be like, well, you know, I'm going to do what's right the majority of the time. So I'm excited,
right,
though.
Right.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Yes. Amen. I'm excited, too. Yeah, Michelle would be an awesome candidate, but I'm Team Hillary. I'm Team Hillary Clinton. I believe she's going to rule the world in pantsuits and high heels. So, you know, I'm a little biased on that. I'm just thought, hey, I had to throw that out there for Radio Land. Team Hillary, vote Hillary Clinton. Okay, Mike, to you, comedian. Give us another joke before we go.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, you know, I like how these new ministries are starting up. I went to my cousin's church the other day talking about he international. He got 3 members. Only because you got 1 Hispanic. That don't make you international. I told him to stop this foolishness.
He international with 3 members.
3 members, and one of them is Hispanic. That don't make you international.
Wow,
that boy,
that is how he became international.
You know what I'm saying?
They be killing me with that. You can't be international and don't even have a passport. You got to get things in order. It's time to get things in order. Because, I mean, just because you cross the Florida line, that don't make you international because you drive to Georgia.
No. 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 You know what I'm saying? He talking about he got a church at home ministry. I'm saying you preaching from your children's bedroom. That don't make you. You just got to get better at what you're doing.
Pass out. Well, comedian, we would love for you to come back on the Cornell Radio Show next Saturday. I'm going to be broadcasting live out of Iowa. I will be with the Hillary Clinton presidential team. We're going there to canvass the area in Davenport, Iowa. So I would love for you to come back on the show when I'm broadcasting live out of Iowa next Saturday.
Well, I thank you for the invitation, and I accept. I will be in New York for the first time. I'm excited going up there to do a pastoral convocation, and so I'm excited, and I will be with you over the radio station airwaves.
Amen, amen. So he'll be live from New York, and I'll be live out of Iowa. Hey, we're doing it big on the Cornell Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to partner with Tomiko Stewart International Ministries, you can give via PayPal. Give@TomikoStewart.com is the email address, or you can call our ministry office here in Chicago. The number is 312-912 2036. I also invite you to go to my website, www.TamikoStewart.com. I love you all to life out there in radio land all over America and even overseas to you that are listening in the United Kingdom, Barbados, Jamaica, Bahamas. God bless you over in Africa. I love you all so much. And remember that quitting is not an option. God bless you. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Goodbye.